This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India stressed to have a permanent solution to border demarcation with China by rejuvenating the established mechanism and called for bridging the trust deficit created between the two nations after the 2020 border standoff. New Delhi also underlined the need for maintaining peace and tranquility along the Indo-China border and solving issues through a structured roadmap of permanent engagement and de-escalation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Dong Jun, on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation SCO Defence Ministers meeting in China. India has held discussions with Russia over the supply of S-400 systems, Su-30, MKI upgrades and procurement of critical military hardware in expeditious timeframes. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh had a bilateral meeting with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov in Qingdao on the sidelines of SCO Defence Ministers meeting. The two ministers held in-depth discussions on a range of issues covering current geopolitical situations, cross-border terrorism and Indo-Russian defense cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India has not signed a joint document at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defense Ministers meeting in China as one country did not want to make a reference to terrorism. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said the SCO was formed with the objective of fighting terrorism. He said Defence Minister Rajnath Singh clearly said that there is no mention of terrorism in the joint document. India will not sign it.
Rajnath Ji's view rightly was that without that reference, when the main purpose of that organization is to fight terrorism and you're not allowing a reference to that, so I think it is very understandable. And Sarv Sahmati se SCO chalta hai. To ek desh ne jo hai, unhone kaha ki hum nahi manenge ki atankwad ka kahin jikar hona hai. Aur Rajnath Ji ne kaha ki agar atankwad ka koi isme jikar nahi hai, to hum log jo hai wo statement nahi manenge.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke with Foreign Minister of Iran Syed Abbas Araghchi on the current situation in Iran. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he appreciates him sharing India's perspective and thinking in the current complex situation. He also thanked the Iranian Foreign Minister for facilitating the safe evacuation of Indian nationals. The National Commission for Women has taken suo motu cognizance of an incident reported from South Calcutta where a law student was allegedly gang-raped within the college premises. The commission has written to the Commissioner of Police Kolkata and expressed deep concern over the incident, seeking a detailed action taken report within 3 days. Union Home Minister Amit Shah expressed his joy over India being designated as a host country for the 2029 World Police and Fire Games. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that it is a moment of great pride for every citizen. He remarked that India's winning the prestigious bid to host the event is a global recognition of its sprawling sports infrastructure. The Home Minister added that Ahmedabad has been selected as a venue for the event, which brings together police, fire and disaster services to compete in more than 50 sports, is a testament to the city's rising stature as a sporting destination. The world-famous annual Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra began in Puri today. The holy town of Puri is witnessing an overwhelming spiritual spectacle as the Yatra began with the grandeur and devotion. Lakhs of devotees from across India and abroad have gathered to participate in this sacred event. President Draupadi Murmu has said that a strong micro, small and medium enterprises, MSME ecosystem is essential for the sustainable economic development of the country as it is a strong pillar of the country's economy. Addressing the International MSME Day function in New Delhi today, the president said the MSME sector is playing an important role in the progress of the country. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended the week's last trading session on a positive note, rising for the fourth consecutive day. Both indices closed with modest gains of over 0.3% amid positive global cues. The 30-share index and the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex advanced 303 points to close at 84,059. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 gained 89 points to settle at 25,638. And that is the end of this news bulletin.